Authentic Real English from the BBC.
Hello and welcome to Authentic Real English from BBC Learning English. I'm Rob.
Hello, I'm Helen. This is a programme where we try to help you understand language often heard in English conversations.
Well, I went to a presentation this morning and I heard a word that made me laugh.
What is it?
Well, see if you can guess. Let's play a word game. Are you ready?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, well, it's made up of two words, and the first word is a cute little animal.
Okay.
And if you kiss the animal, it may turn into a prince.
Oh, I know this one. If you kiss a frog, it turns into a prince. The first word is frog.
Yeah, well done, Helen. The second word is the type of walk that soldiers do.
Easy. Marching.
Yes, you've got it. I heard the word frog march just this morning. And do you know what we call a lot of frogs altogether?
A school of frogs?
No.
A herd of frogs?
No, it's an army of frogs. Anyway, I just have this cartoon picture in my mind of an army of frogs all wearing boots marching down the river.
Oh, that's hilarious. But what does frog march really mean? Surely it's not a way of marching.
No. To frog march means to force someone who's unwilling to move to make them go forward or walk somewhere, often by holding their arms tightly.
Frog march 这个短语用来表达在一个人不愿意向前或某地走的时候，被人反拧双臂，强迫拉走。Ouch, that's pretty harsh. Let's hear some examples.
The drunken suspect was handcuffed by the police and frog-marched to the waiting police van.
In major sporting events, if you disrupt the game, you risk being frog-marched out of the stadium by security guards.
So, Rob, how did you hear it used? Were there any security guards or police involved?
Not quite. The presenter told us that his lecture on social dynamics was a must for everyone.And so, we could either all sign up voluntarily, or he would frog march us there himself.
Oh, that's a threat.
Yes, exactly. So, of course, we all signed up.
Oh, very effective. So, the next time I want full attendance, I'll know exactly what to say.
Frog marching someone.
Yeah.
Right, well, make sure you have enough people to do the job. It usually takes at least two people to frog march one person. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This is Authentic Real English from the BBC.
这里是 BBC 地道英语。